USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Two guilty verdicts, two sentences of life without parole. But the case of South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdoch is not over.
10 days, we'll be filing an appeal.
Attorney Jim Griffin shared that news after the judge sentenced Murdoch for killing his wife and son. Juror Craig Moyer tells ABC Murdoch showed no remorse during the trial.
In his lies, steady lies.
Did you feel like he was a liar?
A good liar. Enough.
Before he was sentenced today, Murdoch again said he's innocent. It's been a never-ending battle in California's San Bernardino Mountains to clear roads of snow and try to find people trapped by the big blizzards this week. Mike McClintock with the county fire department is part of that effort.
We have more than 300 boots on the ground working feverishly to clear snow, help our county roads and our state resources, really get kind of the infrastructure back going so we can start the recovery process.
About 40,000 people around California remain without power. In North Texas, it's about 43,000. But that's down from nearly a quarter million who lost power after strong storms and tornadoes last night. Two new investigations by the House Ethics Committee are underway. One is looking at the gifts given to New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for attending a big-time charity event 2 years ago in New York City. The other will focus on the source of the money that New York Republican George Santos used to fund his campaign. Not part of that probe, the various lies about his background that Santos has admitted to telling. Are you California dreaming? If so, you're not alone. A survey by the website Homebay says one in five of us around the USA would like to live in Los Angeles. The survey assumed that money was not an issue, which of course it is in a state with high taxes and gas going for as much as $6 a gallon. This is USA News.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
The man who toppled the first domino that eventually ended Richard Nixon's presidency says he's dying. 91-year-old Daniel Ellsberg says he has terminal pancreatic cancer. Ellsberg was one of the authors of a Defense Department report into the origins of the Vietnam War, commonly known as the Pentagon Papers. His leak of that report in 1971 led to nationwide protests and calls to end the war. It also led the Nixon White House to create a secret unit to plug leaks, which eventually led to the Watergate scandal. A Las Vegas law firm's fighting the NFL's demand that it stop using what the league says is the look of the Las Vegas Raiders. The Demopolis law firm is instead suing the NFL. The league objects to a TV commercial in which Raiders player Max Crosby puts on a silver and black jersey, even though the Raiders' name and logo are not used. The firm says it's been using silver and black as its color scheme for more than a decade, long before the Raiders moved from Oakland to Las Vegas. And as they say in Vegas, it's not an imitation, it's a tribute.
You should have heard his knocked-out jailbird sing that rock.
Some of the best-known Elvis tribute artists are performing this weekend at Graceland Mansion in Memphis. The annual Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Weekend is mostly sold out, including a dinner and show at the Guest House at Graceland. The weekend also includes several other shows, including one dedicated to gospel music, meet and greets, and a competition. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.